This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. military drone strike in Syria on Friday killed a high-level al-Qaeda leader, according to the U.S. Central Command. The strike occurred 2 days after a U.S. base in southern Syria was attacked, causing no U.S. deaths or casualties. The U.S. military did not say whether Friday's U.S. strike was retaliatory. A U.S. airstrike in September killed another senior al-Qaeda leader near Idlib in northwestern Syria. As of late September, Syria's 10-year civil war involving foreign troops, militias, and jihadists had killed at least 350,000 civilians, this according to the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. Witnesses and regional officials in Somalia say at least 20 people were killed and more than 40 wounded on Saturday when a moderate Islamist group clashed with Somali government troops over control of a town in central Somalia, this according to witnesses and regional officials. The clashes started at dawn on Saturday morning when government troops who have been amassing on the outskirts of Gori El, a central Somali town some 400 kilometers north of the capital Mogadishu, attacked rebel-held bases. According to residents, both sides used heavy artillery, mortars, and machine guns, and vehicle-mounted anti-aircraft guns during a fierce battle in the streets. Speaking on condition of anonymity, military officials from the opposing sides told VOA that both sides suffered fatalities. And the Red Cross is urging the international community to engage with Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers, saying aid groups on their own would be unable to stave off a humanitarian crisis. From Washington, you're listening.